Vaccines based on proteins and nucleic acids are some of the candidates for a vaccine against COVID-19, and almost all of them utilize technology quite different from that used to make other kinds of vaccines. Andrew Pekosh, a vaccine expert at Johns Hopkins, says this shift is likely to bear fruit, and federal agencies are supporting it.
If you can find a good vaccine that works in 100 people or 1,000 people, how do you get from that to immunizing 10 million people in a reasonable amount of time? I think that's one credit to the federal government response right now, is that people are thinking a few steps ahead of the time, and they are investing in manufacturing capabilities with some of these companies. It's a bit of a gamble. There's a risk. They're assuming that some of these vaccines will work, and so they're investing in the manufacturing capabilities in some of these companies so that they can scale up.
Pekosh says everyone can also have confidence that oversight is rigorous and that safety as well as efficacy are front and center. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.